Apple buries Intel, NVIDIA blindsides Qualcomm, and AI tools face their first major attack. Apple announced at WWDC that macOS 27 will be the final version to support Intel-based Macs, formally closing a transition that began in 2020. The move arrived precisely as the broader PC market faces its own upheaval. NVIDIA unveiled RTX Spark, a direct entry into Windows PC processors that sent Qualcomm shares down roughly 10% on Thursday. Qualcomm had positioned itself as the leader in AI-powered PC chips. NVIDIA's platform play, leveraging its dominance in AI training to build processors optimized for local AI inference, threatens that strategy at its foundation. The competitive reshaping comes against a backdrop of soaring enterprise demand for AI development tools. Companies are reportedly achieving 20 to 40% improvements in code development speed through platforms such as Claude Code and GitHub Copilot, translating directly to reduced labor costs. Anthropic's Claude Code added a feature described as AI dreaming, the ability for AI systems to generate hypothetical scenarios and test solutions before implementing them, as the company prepares for an IPO that could value it at over $40 billion. That same Anthropic, despite its IPO trajectory, has called for a coordinated pause in AI development, a remarkable posture for a company on the verge of going public. OpenAI, meanwhile, is pursuing a super app strategy modeled loosely on WeChat, having already made live a Gmail integration that allows users to draft and send messages without leaving a ChatGPT conversation. European regulators are already expressing concerns about potential monopolization as AI platforms accumulate control over multiple services. The week's starkest warning about AI infrastructure risk came from a supply chain attack dubbed the Miasma Worm, which forced GitHub to disable 73 Microsoft repositories after malicious code was planted in Azure repositories. The malware specifically targeted AI coding assistants, including Claude Code and Cursor, attempting to inject malicious suggestions into code generation. The first major supply chain attack of its kind, security researchers noted, and unlikely to be the last. Meta added to infrastructure anxieties with reports that the company is building AI data centers inside temporary tent structures in Ohio, reportedly because computing demand is scaling faster than traditional construction timelines allow.